Coming up on KUCB News, an Alaska's public bus experiment starts today, and Alaska's largest newspaper is in financial trouble. Stay tuned.
Local News is sponsored by Alpha Welding and Boat Repair Incorporated, providing boat repairs and conversions in Unalaska Dutch Harbor for the last 25 years. Our professionals are trained to use heavy-duty equipment, including boom trucks, shears, brakes, a water jet cutting machine, and a punch machine. Our fully equipped metal fabrication welding shop and machine shop are located at 1149 East Broadway. Alpha Welding and Boat Repair can be reached at 581-1785 or 581-2666.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Laura Craigle with some local news on Monday, August 14th, 2017. The Unalaska City Council took no action Friday after calling a special meeting to discuss the city manager's contract behind closed doors. Councilors spent about 40 minutes in executive session, along with City Attorney Brooks Chandler, who joined by telephone. City Manager Dave Martinson was out of town and did not attend. After reconvening to public session, Mayor Frank Kelty announced that Martinson's contract would remain unchanged. Kelty told KUCB the meeting was not a routine contract review, but he declined to answer further questions. Martinson has served as city manager since late 2015. He also declined KUCB's request for comment. Unalaskans have 4 days left to declare candidacy for the upcoming city election. In October, voters will cast their ballots for three city council seats, currently held by Rochelle Hatfield, Yadok LeClaire, and John Waldron. They'll also decide two spots on the school board, currently held by Cherry Tan and Fernando Barrera. The deadline for prospective candidates to file at City Hall is this Thursday. Starting today, the City of Unalaska is offering a week of free bus service as part of the Planning Department's effort to study transportation issues around the island. The 12-seater bus runs from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. with a route change at 6 in the evening. The daytime route runs from Overland Drive to the back of the Spit with almost 20 stops, including City Hall, Westward Seafoods, the grocery stores, and the airport. The evening route adds a handful of stops on Standard Oil Hill and swings farther down Captain's Bay Road, with stops at Crowley Petroleum, North Pacific Fuel, and Offshore Systems, Inc. Unalaskans can board the bus at marked stops or flag it as it drives by. The Planning Department has also installed 8 temporary video cameras around the island to monitor traffic patterns. When the study is complete next year, the City Council will receive findings and decide how to move forward. For now, you can find bus schedules, maps, and more information at KUCB.org. For about 6 hours today, Unalaska is playing host to a pair of cruise ships, along with their 500-odd passengers. The MS Bremen arrived in port around 11 o'clock this morning, carrying about 150 people. It's scheduled to leave around 7 o'clock tonight, just a few hours after the residential vessel, MS The World, departs with 400 aboard. Unalaska's docks won't be empty for long, though. The city is expecting two more cruise ships later this week. Before the MS World arrived in Unalaska, the U.S. Coast Guard rescued one of its passengers, who suffered an apparent heart attack while the vessel was passing Unimak Island. A helicopter crew hoisted the 87-year-old woman and her nurse from the cruise ship on Saturday, and she was flown to Cold Bay for medical treatment. The state's largest newspaper is filing for bankruptcy protection and has announced a deal that'll turn it over to a new publishing group. In a front-page article yesterday, the Alaska Dispatch News reported that its owner, Alice Rogoff, is stepping down and new owners are taking control immediately. The owners will be a group of siblings led by Fairbanks businessman Ryan Blinkley and Jason Evans, originally of Nome, who owns the Dutch Harbor Fisherman, Bristol Bay Times, and the Arctic Sounder. In a statement, the new owners say they're committed to keeping up the paper's robust coverage of Anchorage and the rest of the state. However, the ADN is facing multiple lawsuits over allegations of unpaid bills and breach contracts. Telecommunications company GCI filed a complaint on Friday seeking to recoup nearly $3 million and evict the ADN from warehouse space that houses its printing press. For now, it's unclear how the Chapter 11 filing will affect the newspaper's staff. About a third of the salmon caught in Alaska gets shipped to China for processing. But a recent consumer study suggests that at least some of that wild salmon should stay in Chinese markets. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has the story.
Angie Jung didn't grow up eating much salmon near her hometown of Beijing, China. When she did, she ate farm salmon, prepared raw, sashimi style.
After I moved up to Alaska, I realized wild salmon, because this is different than the farm-raised salmon, which is dominating in China market.
Jung is now an associate professor of economics at the University of Alaska Anchorage. And she says most Chinese consumers are familiar with Alaska salmon. It's been popularized by fish oil pills for decades, but few have ever dined on it. What you can find in China markets is farm salmon from places like Norway and Chile. Jung came across wild Alaska salmon only once in a market in Hong Kong, and that salmon was over $50 a pound.
That's very expensive. So that triggered me to think, if we can export more Alaska wild salmon to China market, especially the large mainland market, definitely there is a potential.
Most of the wild salmon that's sent to China is processed and shipped back to the U.S. or onto Europe. Jung says almost none of it stays in China. So she wanted to know if Chinese consumers would be interested in eating it rather than just exporting. For her recent study, she had graduate students interview shoppers at 30 different stores in three large Chinese cities. And they found that, yes, the majority would buy wild Alaska salmon, just not at such a steep price. Jung says if more of that fish were to hit the stores, it could ultimately lower the cost. Still, she thinks that part of what's driving the new interest is China's changing demographics. More Chinese are joining the middle class, and they want to know where their food comes from.
Due to the environmental pollution and the number of food safety scandals in China in recent years, the consumers also have growing concerns about food safety and the possible contamination of their food supply.
Jung says when people in China imagine Alaska, they think pristine waters. But there's still a ways to go before the salmon actually shows up in the stores. Jung thinks small seafood processors across the state should form a coalition to explore the option. And in a few years, wild Alaska salmon sashimi could start popping up on the menu in China. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.
And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Laura Craigle, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.